Now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
It is the show with Jen and Truda for Thursday, March 22nd. March Madness continues with the Sweet 16 tip-off tonight. And we started with some Overland Park guys. In the South, 11-seeded Loyola Chicago takes on 7th-seeded Nevada. Two of Loyola's players are Clayton Custer and Ben Richardson, who both got their start at Overland Trail Elementary School. They've been teammates since they were third graders and continued on to Blue Valley Northwest High School, where they led the Huskies to back-to-back state championships. Then after that game tonight, 5th-seeded Kentucky will take on 9th-seeded Kansas State. That game is at 8:37. Madame Tussauds in London set to unveil a wax figure of Meghan Markle ahead of her wedding to Britain's Prince Harry. The iconic London tourist attraction made the announcement yesterday in front of Buckingham Palace. The finished figure is due to be unveiled in early May before the wedding, which will take place on May 19th at Windsor Castle. And a 9-year-old from Florida giving himself a round of applause for his new world record. Seven Wade broke the record for the most claps in a minute, clapping his hands a whopping 1,080 times. The previous record was 1,020 claps in a minute. Wade says he learned how to speed clap by watching the previous record holder's technique. He quickly became dedicated to it, practicing several times a day, sometimes even getting blisters on his hands.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is Jen's Impossible Question Time.
You can win Mavericks hockey tickets, or you can take some Sweeney Todd at KC Rep Theater tickets. Just get this right. In a new survey of more than 6,000 single people, more than half said it was a turnoff for a date to show up wearing this. What is it?
Oh, do I want to know?
I have probably never worn this. Never.
Okay.
In my 42 years.
All right. Let's start in Odessa with Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
Fashion-wise, what's turning them off?
Jersey.
No, not a jersey.
Mm. Wow.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. No, I would actually love that. That'd be great. That's a great conversation starter. Why that jersey?
All right,
not
Jason.
It.
Let's go to Lawrence. Here's Kenny. Good morning, Kenny.
How about a wife beater?
Nope, not it. Not the good old white tank top.
In some places, expected. Maybe not even tolerated, just expected.
I think you know. If you've seen them online, you know who's showing up in that. Like, you know.
Tina, good morning, Tina. You're up next.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think?
Flip-flops.
It is not flip-flops.
Dang it.
No,
okay.
You're getting closer, though.
But is that a personal thing for you? You're like, oh, if he's in flip-flops, he's out of here.
I've just seen some pretty gross-looking flip-flops. Maybe if they're a little bit newer, but they usually aren't.
Yeah, that's true. They get dingy real quick.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, and there's a lot that goes with the feet that are in those flip-flops as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it's all nasty toenails and...
Trim those. Get the pedicure. If it's a first date and you're wearing flip-flops, get the pedicure.
All right, Kansas City. Here is Eric. Eric, good morning. What are you guessing here, turning off the ladies fashion-wise?
Pajamas.
Not pajamas. But now I kind of want to go on that date just to see who that person is. That is not it. She was very close going the direction of feet.
Oh,
be okay. Going that way.
All right. Got you here. We'll do one more before we take the break here. Arian and KC, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what do you think? What's your guess?
Is it Crocs?
Crocs was on this list, but that is not the right one here.
Oh, Brett Favre.
No.
Okay.
Keep going the direction of feet.
Okay. All right, we'll take one more here because I know that we're close. Crocs, by the way, would be a huge turnoff.
I hate those things. I know they're comfortable. People swear they are comfortable, but mm-mm.
Overland Park, here's Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Hi.
Okay, what do you think? What's your guess?
Shoot, I was going to say Crocs, too.
It's not Crocs, but go stay right around that direction. Stay with the feet. Come on, you got
this. What else
is out there? What else would we wear on our feet that would be weird? It's a combination of two things. We're putting two things together on the feet, and it does not work.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Man, I don't know. Okay, Patrick, you're going to get the last say here, buddy. Patrick, what do you think?
I'm going to say socks with sandals.
Good old socks with sandals. That is it. 55% of single people in this survey said that was a deal breaker for them if someone showed up with socks and sandals on a date. The other turnoffs included wearing the Crocs, wrinkled clothes, and baggy clothes.
I just keep that commercial. Have you seen that? The guy with the V-neck sweater that's now the U-neck sweater?
Yes.
And she goes, well, you look comfortable.
Exactly right. You got it. We'll give you your choice of four Mavericks hockey tickets, or if you'd like to go to KC Rep Theater, Joey will hook you up with those, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Patrick, good job. How'd the guy from Lawrence not get the socks with sandals? Come on, guys.
Right?
Birkenstocks with your sock. Of course, I was thinking more along the lines of the suits from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, those would be great.
But there's a level of girl that would appreciate that, I would think.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
At The Show, KC 102.1. Joey has a Counting Crows song in today's Throwback Throwdown, by the way, that you can vote for on Twitter, Facebook, or by texting us what song you want to hear. So you can text for Joey's song.
I've been hanging around this town.
A little hanging around. I like that song a lot.
He has not gotten... Oh, no, he did get two votes. What? Is that your mom? His mom is voting for him on Facebook.
Right?
Look at that.
That is my mom.
So he's gotten at least one vote from his own mother. But so far, Brian, you're doing pretty great today.
Yeah, so you can... that's Joey's song. You can vote for Shaylee's here. Also a good song from TLC.
Yeah, she's getting some strong love on Facebook, too.
Jen pulls out a great old dance tune.
My husband and I may or may not have been dancing to this a couple of days ago in the living room, and the kids were like, what is wrong with you? It's not normal, I get it.
It's sprockets when we dance. And finally, you can vote for my song as well.
This is a good song, too.
Mr. Wendell from Arrested Development there. If you don't remember that 90s tune from 92. So vote now and give us your thoughts. Twitter, text, Facebook, carrier pigeon, whatever. That's cool. I gotta wake up my mom and tell her to vote, by the way.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Casey, what did you want of The Show with Jen and Trudeau? I'm loving everybody's votes so far in the Throwback Throwdown.
I'm doing terribly. So far, I have three votes, one of which is mine, and the other one is from one of my best friends.
Are you saying that nobody wants to hear La Bouche?
Somebody
to
said...
To the person who said that they hear the other songs all the time, like, where are you hearing La Bouche?
Well, and one person commented, Jen, I love you, but... that song makes me think of Night at the Roxbury, and I just can't. Which
that's
true. I totally get.
We took this awesome tour in Los Angeles. We took one of these Hollywood tours, and it wasn't like an official sanctioned tour. It's just somebody that stopped us on the corner.
Well, this sounds
safe. And we looked at each other, Danielle and I, and we're like, eh, sure, what the hell, why not? And so these people, I mean, almost like the bus was falling apart. The door didn't have any glass in it.
You got on some janky bus and gave them money to do it?
Yes, but they gave us a great deal. It was like $20 for all three of us. It was the greatest tour of our lives. I don't think anything the tour guide said was real. Like, he would just pull up to a random house. Like, this.
What?
Pull up to a random house and he'd be like,
So this is where they filmed Halloween back in 1978. You can see that balcony there is where Jamie Lee Curtis jumped off.
I'm going, that doesn't look anything like it. It's a full of crap.
And you just described a scene that doesn't actually happen in the movie.
And the entire thing, but it was fantastic. The guy was so funny.
Oh,
and we
great.
When we pull up to the Roxy, the club on Sunset Strip, and he's like,
well, there's the famous Roxy that was in Night at the Roxbury. And then he starts
singing. The
what is love, baby, don't hurt
right.
me.
And everybody in the front, in the line was like, what in the hell is going on?
We should totally do that in Kansas City. We just rent some janky old bus.
And give a tour?
Just go around and be like, yes, yeah. This is where the infamous the murder of 1978 took place. What?
Just totally make up anything at all.
No, yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Al Capone once slept here for one night when he was running liquor through here. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sure.
This is where Truman started his presidential campaign, right here on this corner. This is where he would get coffee and meet with his people. We're starting it. Let's make it happen.
Yep.
Celebrating birthdays today. Emmy
Whole Zeppelin thing that happened here. Let's yeah, nobody really knows. That was actually, here.
Both lead and otherwise. Emmy Award-winning actor William Shatner is 87 today. Rick Harrison from the History Channel's Pawn Stars turns 53. And from Walk the Line and Legally Blonde, actress Reese Witherspoon is 42. The Weeknd and Bruno Mars are two of the top headliners announced for this year's Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago's Grant Park. The festival's going to take place over a four-day weekend from August 2nd through the 5th. Four-day general admission, VIP, and platinum tickets are on sale now, and organizers are going to announce the release of the one-day ticket purchases soon. But there's been some controversy. A lot of people are talking about the fact that there are no female musicians listed. So the way they announce it, they've got this huge poster, and they start with the headliners on top, obviously, and work their way down, you know, to the smaller acts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no female performers until the fourth line of the poster.
Oh, is that right?
And so a lot of people are complaining that there are no women. A woman who worked with Fred Savage on a Fox TV show is filing suit against the actor and the network. She's filed a lawsuit for harassment, assault, battery, and discrimination for an alleged incident in 2015. The woman was working in wardrobe for The Grinder, claims she was verbally abused by the Wonder Years actor. She alleges that at one point, as she was dusting off his clothing, he became upset and violently struck her multiple times. And the famous apartment on the 90s sitcom Friends was purple for a reason. The show's production designer revealed this week that he chose the color for the New York City residence, owned by character Monica Geller, because it was attention-grabbing. Said he had to convince producers, but knew it would get people interested and make them want to watch the show. The apartment housed, of course, not only Monica, but Rachel Green. They often hung out there with their friends Joey Chandler, Ross, and Phoebe. Friends first aired back in 1994. Ran for 10 seasons.
Did you see us on the set of Central Perk, by the way? It all goes back to Hollywood.
So that was just a set? That wasn't where they filmed it.
I think it was a recreation or part of the set, yeah.
Gotcha.
But they filmed on the Warner Brothers lot. And after, if you film for 10 seasons, you get a plaque on the wall, they told us.
Okay.
And Friends got a plaque on the wall. It's the Friends stage.
A friend of mine who works here, I think she's like 25-ish or so, however old Donna is. She's in her 20s. And the other day we were talking about, what shows are you know, really into? What are you binge-watching lately? Mm-hmm. And she goes, have you ever heard of the show Friends? It's really good. I've been watching it on Netflix. And I'm like, oh, honey, I started watching that the first time around when I was in college.
We lived through it, man. That was us.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The fourth nor'easter in 3 weeks is burying the East Coast under snow and ice again. Parts of New York City got more than 8 inches of snow, while other areas saw more than a foot. More than 88,000 homes and businesses were without power last night in the Mid-Atlantic and New England, the majority in New Jersey. I thought about that yesterday while I was sitting outside, and it was gorgeous and sunny, and our kids were running. It was girls on the run, and they're out running, and I'm like, oh, they're getting hammered out east.
Yeah.
And this is beautiful.
Yeah, but people, they've been having tornadoes in Florida and 17 inches of snow, and we're like, hey, sunny 65, we'll take it.
Yeah, done. This woman, Anne Marie Cody of Sunnyvale, California, completed the Modesto Marathon while pushing her triplets in a stroller. She did this in just over 4 hours, which surpasses the previous Guinness World Record by 20 minutes. This run raised funds for the El Camino Hospital Neonatal Intensive Care Unit there in Mountain View, where her premature triplets were cared for by doctors.
There are very few marathons that will allow triple strollers. So, and it's nice and flat, wide roads, optimal time of the year, so everything works.
So here's what's most shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive, first of all, that this woman ran a marathon, because to me that's incredible.
Yeah.
She did it in just over 4 hours, but she kept triplets happy for just over 4 hours? How do you keep triplets in strollers happy for that amount of time?
You got me. It's bad enough with one.
She should win a world record just for that. Impressive. This couple, Lita and Chrissy Torres, met, fell in love at the Pennsylvania Walmart where they both worked. When it came time to celebrate their special day with friends and family, most of whom also work at the store, it was nearly impossible for everybody to get the time off. So what do? You get married in Walmart in the garden center.
Naturally.
That's what they did. After saying I do, they filled out their marriage documents in the employee lounge and then walked around visiting with coworkers. And Disney World has officially updated its Pirates of the Caribbean attractions auction scene, which depicted pirates selling off a group of women into marriage. Instead, now it shows a group of female and male buccaneers selling off goods stolen from the townspeople. Disney announced last summer that the scene, which has been under scrutiny by some guests for years, would be changed. This week, the updated scene was on display at Orlando's Magic Kingdom. If you would like to see that in person, we are going to be broadcasting our show live from Orlando this summer. Suitcase of Dreams has put together these really affordable packages, including hotel, park tickets, flights, everything. If you want to go down there this summer, go to suitcaseofdreams.biz to get more information on the KC-1021 Dream Trip.
I thought you'd be like, now it's just children. Now they're just selling off children into slavery.
You know, I get that they changed it. That's great. But now they're showing off stolen goods. Is that better? Thanks, Disney. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
I got TVs and a leather jacket in the back of this ship here. You want to take a look, huh? Everybody, step right up. Pennies on the dollar.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's time for the grown-up Easter egg hunt.
It's time for another clue.
Find the missing Easter egg and win a weekend stay in a luxury treehouse.
From Branson Cedars Resort and KC-1021.
By the way, if you have not yet seen these treehouses, you can go to BransonCedarsResort.com or go to KC1021.com and look at the pictures of these amazing treehouses. Like, you know, from the outside, just looks like a super cool, huge treehouse. Inside, you've got your stainless steel appliances, jacuzzi jetted tubs. They are incredible.
Sleeps a bunch of people.
Yeah, up to 8 people you can take with you. So if you want to win that, we just need the right answer. The clue this morning, if you're at Smithville Lake, you're going to get beat. Hurry to the west to find that treat.
All right, Shane is on the line. Shane, do you want to take a guess where you think this Easter egg is hiding?
Well, good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I believe it's probably at Weston Winery.
Oh, you are cool. That's the closest guess we have had.
Oh.
No?
Ooh, that is not it. But you are, my friend, you are close. You are so close. Just for being close, we are going to give you a consolation prize. Joey will hook you up with a 4-pack of Mavericks hockey tickets. It is not the Weston Winery.
Okay.
But man, he is right.
I have to rely on her to tell me thumbs up or thumbs down.
That's not it. That is not
okay.
It.
Okay. All right. 125 today. The next chance.
Jackie Lucky has your next clue and your next chance to guess. 125.
Oh, in the meantime, throwback throwdown's happening right now. Text, Facebook, tweet your song of the four that you want to hear this morning. Your favorite. Could it be Shaylee's TLC No Scrubs? Maybe it's Joey's? Counting Crows hanging around. Maybe you like Jen's song. Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, I'm dancing.
Or perhaps you like my song. Again, you can text or tweet or Facebook comment your favorite, and we'll play the winner back before 9 a.m. today.
Shaylee is winning. I don't like
she
this.
She is?
Yes. Oh.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We have the greatest listeners ever. I love our text line. From the text line this morning, as we've opened up the vent line, they said, earlier this week, my server took my plate with my last chicken wing still remaining on it. I was shocked. The dude took my last wing without asking.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Somebody did that with my leftover pizza once. I had still had a piece of pizza sitting there, and the server came and took it. I'm like, I could get a box. I could eat it.
Right.
So many options.
Yeah, I'm still.
What are you doing? I get it. 816-576-7102. The vent line is open this morning.
All right. We got some good ones here. You can get in on the venting today. Let's go to line 7. Hey, good morning. You want to vent about something?
You know, guys, you know what really bugs me is when I go to Walmart and I get that one cart, you know, with the messed up wheel, yes. That wiggles,
yep.
When you're driving it.
Oh, and it's awful. I had that the other day.
And you don't want to, I'm so lazy, I'm not going to turn around and take it back and get a new one, let's be honest.
Right.
I'm going to just ditch it, probably.
Driving all the way through that, it's got the crazy squeak.
Yep.
It has the tilt to the left. You got to constantly fight it. Oh, I hear you, ma'am.
We have such first world problems.
I know, right?
I'm fighting my shopping cart. It's so hard.
David, you're up, man. Vince.
Hello.
What do you think, buddy?
You know, this happened to me just a little bit ago, and this just drives me crazy. I was at this four-way stop, you know, and I'm sitting there, and it was about ready, you know, the light turned green, and it was, what, 2 seconds. I didn't even have a chance to put my foot on the pedal. And these jackasses behind me were, you know, honking the horn and getting all in my case. I mean, how ridiculous is that? I will be going soon. I got places to be too.
Yeah. No, that's always what I think. It's like, hey, I'm trying to get somewhere too. I get it. I know. We're all in a hurry.
I think for the most part, we're a little more forgiving. I saw it a lot in California. I mean, green. What? You didn't even have time.
Because were you on the infamous 405? Did you ever have to take...
Oh, we did. The 405, the 101. Oh. It's awful. Traffic there is awful.
I can't even imagine.
It may be 3 miles on Google Maps, but it's literally 47 minutes of driving.
That's why I live here.
And as soon as it's green... What? I haven't time to see the green light yet.
I got an audition. Move it. All right, 816-576-7102. Text or call. The vent line is open.
This, I think, is going to be a good one. Let's go to Barry. What do you think, man? What do you want to vent about?
So I made a huge stink at work about someone stealing my lunch out of the fridge.
Okay.
And I mean, like, I sent an email. I went to management. I was, like, just asking everybody in the office. And I just went on and on about how sleazy it was to steal someone's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got home, I realized I didn't bring my lunch bag to the office that night, and now I'm just too embarrassed to tell anyone and come quick.
Yeah! Oh, buddy. Oh.
You open the fridge, there it is. That sinking feeling.
No. This thing that you have complained about to the upper reaches.
Sir, you admit that to no one. No one speaks of it. Hopefully no one in your office is listening right now and calls you out on it today.
You could have told me we'd change your voice, man. That's too bad. Barry, today, if anybody has gotten the flag raised about stealing lunch, he's got it in his fridge at home.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda for Thursday, March 22nd. March Madness continues with the Sweet 16 tip-off tonight. And it starts with some Overland Park guys in the South. 11th-seeded Loyola Chicago takes on 7th-seeded Nevada. Two of Loyola's players are Clayton Custer and Ben Richardson. They both got their start at Overland Trail Elementary School. They've been teammates since they were third graders and went on to Blue Valley Northwest High School, where they led those Huskies to back-to-back state championships.
Nice.
I think it is so fun to watch those guys. And Custer hit the game-winning shot in the last game. How cool was that? So now we get to watch him tonight. Very excited
and
for Loyola.
Sister, the nun.
She's grandma
amazing.
Jeans. Not grandma. Do they call her
Sister Jean?
I don't think they call her grandma.
No, but she is 98 years old. She's clearly not probably got children and grandchildren, but Sister Jean, who I love, and I read this morning they are making a bobblehead of her.
Oh, really?
I have no doubt she will be at that game with her scarf on praying for those boys.
Oh, Grandma Jean here.
I'm going to start calling her Grandma Jean. Because, you know, we hang out and all. I do hope Loyola gets the win tonight with those Overland Park boys.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them.
Then after that game, 5th-seeded Kentucky will take on 9th-seeded Kansas State. That game is at 8:37. Big night of basketball. And here is why I love Truda. So I actually have a meeting tonight that I have to go to. And
sure.
There's like four or five people. And I'm telling Truda, I'm like, I have to go to this. And it's right during the games. And so it involves, it's a Bible study. And so Brian goes, here's what you do. You take the phone, you hide it in the Bible. You're holding the Bible up, but you got the phone so you can watch the games. And I'm like, oh, I'm totally doing that.
I was going to say, can you get the Bible on your iPad and just put that up next to it?
I could just have it and hide it.
It's a good idea.
I don't know if I want you telling anybody that, because now I just sound like a heathen.
Now Sister Jean's coming after
right.
you. Grandma Jean. Grandma Sister Jean coming to get Brian.
It's fine. You just hide your phone in Corinthians, it'll be okay.
I just check the score every couple of minutes. It'll be all right.
Yeah, until she's looking down and goes, oh my God, really?
Sorry, I read the Old Testament.
reading from the letter of Paul to, that's a foul! He dropped the shoulder! Are you kidding me? Amen.
Someone should have a camera on me tonight, because there's a chance that's going to happen. Madame Tussauds in London set to unveil a wax figure of Meghan Markle ahead of her wedding to Britain's Prince Harry. The iconic London tourist attraction made the announcement yesterday in front of Buckingham Palace. The finished figure is due to be unveiled in early May before the wedding, which will take place May 19th at Windsor Castle. Apparently, Amazon is the best place to work.
The networking site LinkedIn ranks Amazon at the top of its third annual Best Places to Work list. Facebook's on there. That's at number 3, followed by Salesforce and electric luxury car maker Tesla. I did not see Steel City Media in this top 10. 9-year-old from Florida giving himself a round of applause for his new world record. Seven Wade broke the record for the most claps in a minute, clapping his hands a whopping 1,080 times. The previous record was 1,020 claps in a minute. Wade learned how to speed clap by watching the previous record holder's technique. He quickly became dedicated to it. Says he practiced several times a day, sometimes even getting blisters on his hands.
Again, we talked about this the other day. The talents that people practice every day that are ridiculous.
Have no doubt that he listened to some fits in the tantrums while he did it.
The guy that does this with his mouth, he practiced every day for 5 years. Yeah. Sir, you could do something better with your life, I think, in 5 years.
But he'd probably say that about us, too.
That's exactly right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Joey, do we have an update on the voting for Throwback Throwdown so far? Do we know that Shaylee is officially winning on that one?
Shaylee is completely winning. If you look at Facebook,
I mean, it's a great song.
I mean, I think anything can still happen.
That was very optimistic of you.
40 minutes left, right? 30 minutes?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody vote for Mr. Wendell. You'll be
no. That's oh, no. Right. You're a fan of new Real Housewives of Atlanta. You should vote for No Scrubs.
Oh, I do love Candy.
That kind of told me not to vote for No Scrubs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whatever.
Are you saying that somebody from Real Housewives wrote that song?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Candy Burris, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
She was from Escape. In that girl group, she wrote a ton of big songs, but write that. Mm-hmm. But you could vote for my song, Sweet Dreams, which you never hear anymore.
You could, but
this is your one chance to hear it.
Be a loser.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
James Super Freak of the show. We just realized that opening day is a week away from today. From today, is that right?
A week from today, White Sox nice. At the Royals. Anybody?
Right?
Anybody got tickets? That was cute.
That's adorable.
We do have tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a Royals text to win weekend. So while us here, members of the show, won't be going, you could be. Make sure you're listening to KC102 all weekend long for your chance to text in and win yourself some opening day tickets. Right now, your chance at a Hobby Lobby gift card. We're going to be playing a round of Think in Sync. See how many people here on the show can match up answers.
Okay.
Give somebody a Hobby Lobby gift card. Are you ready?
Yes.
As ready as we're going to be.
Shaylee and Joey, we start with you. See if you can match your answer here. Name a men's team in the Sweet 16 in 3, 2, 1.
KU.
Boom. Oh, look at us.
Yeah. And we both say KU, not Kansas.
That's right. Nobody That's says double. Kansas.
Yeah.
Nobody says Kansas State.
If you're not from Kansas, you say
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
That's when you do it.
That's exactly right. All right, Joey and Truda.
Okay.
Name a current or past contestant on The Voice in 3, 2, 1.
Cassie Joy.
Of course, Cassie Joy.
Yes.
I bring that up because this girl from Topeka is on The Voice now, Kyla Jade.
Yes.
She is crazy good.
She is amazing.
Unbelievable. And we have her on our show tomorrow morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's a graduate of Shawnee Heights. Incredible. This girl is going to be huge. Mark
she
it down.
Will.
So we'll talk to her on our show here tomorrow. All right. Truda and Shaylee.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. The greatest restaurant in Kansas City is in 3, 2, 1.
Joe's.
Oh, you both go Joe's.
Oh, my gosh.
We
how
are
did that happen?
Three
That's
for three.
Awesome.
Wow.
And the irony, I've never actually been to the gas station one.
That's weird.
I was just there for lunch yesterday with my cousin and my brother. It's fantastic still.
Tell me what you had. Describe it slowly.
Well, I ended up going, I like the pulled chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
My brother got the Z-Man.
Of course.
I can't remember what my cousin got. He got just a big old plate.
God. Barbecue.
Period. Let's go there for lunch.
Okay.
All right. Joey and Truda, opening day 1 week from today, name a current or past Kansas City Royal in 3, 2, 1.
Salvi.
Oh! Brian goes old, Joey goes new.
Yep.
But
so many good ones to pick from now.
Exactly right. We did match three today, which means who is our winner, Brian?
It's Jessica, who's in Concordia. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, congratulations. You were the winner there.
We're going to give you $25 to spend at Hobby Lobby, all right?
Okay.
Congratulations to you on the big win.
I'm going to Hobby Lobby. I'll be broadcasting live there. Oh, in April 2nd? Is that the date?
Yeah, there's a new one that just opened in Liberty here. I think you're going to go to.
I love me some Hobby Lobby.
Will you please do a photo shoot in the flower section?
Yeah, I got to look those up. That's a Pinterest thing?
No, it's a viral thing.
I'm going to find it, and I'll do it.
Opening day a week from today. The Throwback Throwdown is winnable right now with Shaylee seemingly in the lead so far with TLC. You can vote for Joey's.
I've been hanging around this town on the corner. I've been
Counting Crows, I love that one.
Like us who had lunch with yesterday, this is all-time favorite band, so that's why I picked it.
A smart guy. You can vote for Jen's La Bouche.
Everyone in the room is dancing. Why would you not pick
this
song?
Shaking my head. It's different.
Or you could vote for mine, good old Arrested Development.
I do love this song.
When do you ever hear that song?
And David on Facebook just commented, damn, y'all are making it hard. I love all four.
Yeah, right.
But you really love No Scrubs more.
I doubt it.
We'll see who the winner is. Get your votes in on Facebook or on the text line 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Emmy Award-winning actor William Shatner is 87. Rick Harrison from the History Channel's Pawn Stars is 53. And from Walk the Line and Legally Blonde, actress Reese Witherspoon is 42. The Weeknd and Bruno Mars, two of the top headliners announced for this year's Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago's Grant Park. That festival is going to take place over a four-day weekend from August 2nd through the 5th. Four-day general admission, VIP, and platinum tickets are on sale now. Organizers will announce the release of one-day ticket sales soon. I can tell you right now that is going to be hot. And I mean hot like it's going to be 110 degrees.
Oh, I thought you meant like a hot ticket.
That too.
Well, that too.
Weeknd, Bruno Mars. I want to go just to see LL Cool J. How cool is that?
Pun intended.
Let me explain to you who LL Cool J is.
I know who he is. He hosts Lip Sync Battle. He's great.
I would go, but that festival is crazy hot and it's insanely packed.
I have been to Lollapalooza Grant Park in 103 degree weather.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Who'd you see? Mm-hmm.
Billy Idol, Def Cab for Cutie, The Killers. It was a good year. It's probably 2004.
Ish. That'd go great concert.
There's Arctic Monkeys.
Some controversy over it this year because when they release the lineup, it's this huge poster and it's just, you just see rows and rows of everybody who's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying you don't see a female artist on there until the fourth line down.
Right.
A lot of people complaining about that. A woman who worked with Fred Savage on a Fox TV show is filing suit against the actor and the network. She's filed a lawsuit for harassment, assault, battery, and discrimination for an alleged incident in 2015. The woman was working in wardrobe for The Grinder. She claims she was verbally abused by the Wonder Years actor. She alleges that at one point she was dusting off his clothes and he became upset and violently struck her multiple times. And you remember that famous apartment on Friends? It was purple for a reason. I had to think about that when I read the story. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it was purple. But the show's production designer revealed this week that he chose that color because it was attention-grabbing. Said he had to convince producers, but knew it would get people interested and make them want to watch the show. Of course, that's where Rachel and Monica lived and everybody hung out. Shaylee?
Mm-hmm.
Friends? You've seen every episode now?
Yeah.
Or did you watch it when it came out?
How? No.
You would have been three months old when it came out?
Yeah. No, I watched it, and I watch it on Netflix still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I feel like it had this huge resurgence, within the past couple of years.
It has. Addie likes it.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Funny. I remember watching it while it was
on.
Brand new.
Remember celebrating the finale. We're not celebrating, but commemorating,
It was huge.
The last episode, Turn the Lights Out.
The episode when Brad Pitt was on, married to Jennifer Aniston. That was a good one. That's your entertainment.
I don't really
news.
Know anything about Friends, actually.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Throwback Throwdown Day.
Voting has been hot and heavy this morning. Tons and tons of votes, I believe Joey just said. The most votes we've ever received in a Throwback Throwdown.
Wow.
Very true. This has been awesome.
I'm not going to admit that I'm pretty sure I'm in a solid fourth place out of four. I feel like
you might be at fifth.
And what
actually
possessed you to choose LaBouche's Sweet Dreams?
Well, we came across it at the library. You know, you can actually rent, get CDs at the library.
Yeah.
We came across that and we're like, yeah, I haven't heard that in a hot minute. And so that brought forth
Sweet
Dreams.
No, you should tell the real story that you and your husband were dancing.
Well,
and
we were because we got it at the library.
Poor children were scarred for life after they saw that.
And we brought it home from the library and listened to it and danced. And the kids were like, what? A, what is this? B, what is that dance you're doing? I'm like, that's mommy twerking. Can't you tell?
Oh wow. Geez. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mm. That's what Sweet Dreams can do for you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay.
So.
Or you can pick Shaylee's song.
Which doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
It's probably the winner.
All right, Joey, well, lay it on us. Who won?
It was not even close this week with 44% of the vote.
Yeah. Aww.
No Scrubs by TLC.
Yes.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Such a good song.
That's it. That's your Throwback Throwdown winner for this week. Tomorrow morning, we're brand new at 6 a.m. again. Jackie's coming up. Bonus time.
Don't forget your next chance in the grown-up Easter egg hunt happens with Jackie Lucky at 1:25. She will give you another clue, and you'll have another chance to guess. This morning's guess was so close.
Right.
I have no doubt we will get a winner today. If you missed it, you can get that clue at the KC1021 Facebook page. Get ready for your guess at 1:25.
All right, Shaylee, you ready for your...
Oh, I'm ready.
For your big win here?
Yes.
No scrubbing. There we go. Enjoy it. She gets a victory finally.
I love it.
Just wait till next week, girl.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's blind, is also known as a buster.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.